Shortly after being sworn in January, Representative Madison Cawthorn, a freshman from North Carolina, wrote an email to his Republican colleagues, obtained by Time magazine, boasting that he had built my staff around comms rather than legislation. In other words, his office planned to focus its energies not on lawmaker, but on getting Hawthorne on TV to fire up the base. This is not an irrational plan. Contemporary politics is so focused on the culture war that Cawthorne will most likely accrue more clout railing about Democrats trying to turn the country into a communist ash heap than by sweating the details of legislation to, say, help small business owners. In February, as Texas suffered through days of blackouts that have been widely attributed to a failure to winterize its power systems, Governor Greg Abbott appeared on Sean Hannity's Fox News show to try to score political points by falsely blaming clean energy. This shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America, he said, while some of his state's residents were literally freezing to death. During Joe Biden's short time in office, he has been praised for focusing more on governing and less on entertaining. His aides advertise his diligence, catering to a post-Trump public desire for bureaucratic competence. Joe Biden is the president. He's not a pundit, said Press Secretary Jen Psaki, telling reporters in February, noting that Biden would not be watching or opining on Trump's second impeachment trial. Not staring at cable news all day and spouting up on Twitter, however, is an extremely low bar by which to measure a president. The under-promise, over-deliver strategy is working well for President Biden so far, as the CNN White House correspondent John Harwood wrote on Twitter. But perhaps the reason Biden can afford to under-promise in the first place is that Americans have come to expect so little. We do, however, still expect a lot of our sports heroes. Over the last few years, Lillard has been among the many to wade into politics. Last summer, he marched with Black Lives Matter protesters and released a song as Dame D-O-L-L-A about the police killings of George Floyd and others. Efforts like these have been met with criticism from right-wing commentators like Laura Ingraham, who once admonished politically active athletes to shut up and dribble. But athletes like Lillard recognize that it is their ability to dribble, their diligent mastering of the fundamental of their sports, that allows them to have political impact. As he told Dwayne Wade, "I know that a part of why I've been able to get a lot of things that I've gotten, this is an approach that politicians might do well to emulate. For too many, there are no fundamentals, only showboating. Maybe it's time someone told them to shut up and govern."